Black and Abdallah. Follow us on the gram at Black and Abdallah and at ESPN underscore Chicago. This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Join the conversation. You can call us at 312-332-3776. We go to Sturtevant, Wisconsin. Cody, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Cody?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What up?
What do you got for
hey,
us?
Hey, just driving back from picking up Jersey Mike's subs. They're delicious, by the way.
Nice. Shout out Jersey Mike's.
Mm-hmm.
So I got a little... Okay, so this is like off topic.
What type of sub did you get?
We got the standard Italian. I don't know. I'm just a big Italian guy.
With the dressing?
On the subs. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, it's good.
100%.
Yeah, I like that.
So what I got for you guys, okay, I've been thinking about this for the past couple of days. And so this is off topic, like I said before, and it is, so alien conspiracy, okay, so maybe it's not the aliens coming, to our Earth or whatever.
Okay.
It is like their AI. Like, I mean, where is our humanity going? It's going towards AI. So it's probably just AI that is actually like observing us rather than little green aliens in a spaceship. And it's just, yeah, it's just an actual AI computer rather than
straight,
like green aliens.
Let me get
What's
this.
Up?
So do you think that there's a planet of artificial intelligence that is observing us with all these UFO sightings or whatever? Or do you think it's an alien nation or country or world that has made the AI that is now watching us? Or third probability.
Third probability.
It was an alien nation and the AI took over.
They're all dead.
And now it's like a Terminator situation where the AI has taken over that planet and they're coming to get us now.
So I'm going to go with 2 and 3 because could take over 3 if you think about it.
True.
And so 2, I think... Yeah, they just got too smart, and they're not even biological anymore. So they're just computers, and now the computers are just spreading themselves out throughout the universe and, like, doing AI work and, like, looking to see what's going on, to see if this is, like, a planet worth being, another AI or something like that.
I'll tell them right now it's not.
I hope not, dude.
We're not worth it.
Yeah. We're not worth it. But it might be worth it for them if they need, like, more... zinc or like gold, I don't know.
Zinc? We got a lot of zinc.
So Cody, only the subs, that's all you got tonight?
That's I got one for my girlfriend because she's pregnant. So
I gotta
make her really thank you very much.
Did you get an Italian sub too?
Yeah, I got one too. Okay. I doubled it. Jersey Mike's is probably better than like any other sub now.
Yeah. Cody, shout out to Jersey Mike's again. Yeah.
Cody, if Jersey Mike's would give you free Jersey Mike's for life, would you name your kid Jersey Mike?
Maybe Jersey, but not Mike.
Mike could be its middle name, and
Cody's
no one ever has
standards.
To go, you know. Jersey,
however,
Michael, and whatever your last name is.
Well, I know what's funny. My actual middle name is Michael, so it's Cody Michael Kroll. So that's kind of funny, actually.
Okay.
All right.
I'm just wondering. I'm trying to get free subs for Cody here to feed his family for the rest of their lives.
Kid. I mean, heck, if your name is Jersey Mike, you walk into Jersey Mike's,
yeah,
you should get a sub.
Absolutely.
I don't know if they agree with that, but I think that's how the world works.
Yeah, for sure, man. All right. Well, I appreciate you guys, man.
All right. Thanks, Cody. Appreciate you, man. Call again, all right?
All right. We'll do.
All right. There's Cody. So if I get this straight, he was wondering if there's a bot nation that used to be aliens, perhaps.
Or just a bot nation in general.
But the bots...
But to have a bot nation, someone has to make the first bots. Then the bots have to take over.
The bot.
That's a chicken and egg situation.
Yeah, it's a robot, man.
Because a bot can make a bot.
How do you... But how, who made the first bot?
The bot.
No, but who made the first bot?
Todd bot.
Who made the first bot?
What if it was like a WALL-E situation?
It was the Big Bang, right?
Someone made that. Someone made that robot.
I love WALL-E. What a great movie. No, you're right. Someone made it. What if it's like something went wrong in space that we sent up?
Well, no. We don't have the technology.
Yeah, what if we sent a bot out?
As we did. I told you this yesterday. And our bots are stopped by mere pebbles, Chris.
Oh, well, that was a dumb bot.
There's a bot. That was a dummy there's bot. A Mars rover that was stopped because of debris and pebbles. Debris and pebbles are stopping our robots. You know what? Here's the thing. Stop that music. Hit me with the Terminator real quick.
It takes a second. You gotta keep talking, yeah.
I'm starting to believe. I see all these robots, okay? With the fake rubber skin.
Hold on. Stop the show.
Time out.
How long have we done this together?
This?
Yes.
This
show.
Oh, this show?
Yeah.
In this iteration?
In any iteration.
Well, some would say, Chris, that Miss Gongle's class, algebra, back at Libertyville High School, is when we started the Black and Abdallah program.
We've known each other for a long time.
Yeah, almost 20 years.
Okay. And we've hosted shows together for almost 15 years, right?
Okay.
In college as well.
Yeah.
You didn't have faith in me to find the Terminator music as you talked that you needed to tell me as you were doing it to stop and play the other
music.
I thought you didn't think I'd be able to handle that.
No. I thought it would add to the theme.
Like, don't you know that like you could have just gone into it and then I would have hit it.
I could have, but I thought that it was it in
no,
my brain.
You didn't trust him to hit it.
No, I did.
I think that's what's happening.
You did it.
No, right, Eric. I mean,
in my brain, it sounded better to stay. Hit me with your best shot. Fire away.
Okay, like I'm a DJ and you're about to spit a
yeah. A like verse? I need like a like drop that fire beat. Okay. I see all these.
Glad
these,
we cleared that up.
These robots here with the rubber skin and that one that's like faking emotion. It's like wah. You know what I'm talking about?
What is that again?
Right?
Yes.
Okay. And then. I see the story about how the Mars rover was stopped by dust. So what, all I got to keep is sand in my pocket? I got sand in my pocket on the reg. Like, that's just what we're doing? That's all these... So should I not be as worried about robots taking over as I am? Because because a pebble can stop this one? The Mars rover can't figure out how to go over a pebble?
I think we've sent up a rover up on Mars that's very simple. Because it's so far away, we can't have IT... running up missions up to Mars to fix it. So we make a simplistic bot to put on Mars to do some landscaping, to like survey what's going on, to see what's happening there. And it's got to be simple because we don't have the ability to fix anything.
Okay.
Think about it. Think about how long it would take to call IT from Mars.
Well, long. I mean, the beep, pop, 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 beep. And you just call.
No, and then you get this. No one
would someone's got. What's the time difference?
Exactly.
What's the time difference? What time is it on Mars right now?
Well, that's the point. Let's Mars see. Local time. Time. Type it in.
Well, their days are different lengths, so this is going to get complicated.
Mars local time.
Yeah.
What time is the news on in Mars?
Mars planet has a very similar daily cycle to Earth. Its day is 24 hours, 37 minutes, and 22 seconds.
It's longer. I'm not about that.
It's only 37 minutes longer.
The amount of times I wish I had more time in the day.
Our clock be on the Mars?
False. Eric's false. The days are already too long. There's too much day.
What do you mean there's too much day?
You don't need 24 of them.
What do you need,
37 more minutes? That's what Mars local time has?
Well, it just says the day is longer.
I have the information. 24 hours and 37 minutes.
So sleep for 37 more minutes.
And sometimes it's 39 minutes.
Okay, so what? That's why we have a leap year every once in a while, every 4 years. We have a leap year to catch up.
To be honest, I'm good with 22.
22 hours?
What do you need more than 22 for?
What are you cutting from? Your awake time or your sleep time?
Yeah.
No, not yeah. What are you cutting from? Are you cutting 2 hours
awake time
of your awake time?
Yeah, there's time in the day that I don't need. Yeah, that's fine.
Or you're not cutting 2 hours of your sleep time?
Like last night, I watched 2 episodes of Mad Men at the end of the night. I didn't need to do that. I could have gone to sleep, but I didn't.
But you weren't tired. No. Your body wasn't tired.
But if the day was shorter,
my body
would know.
I don't think so.
I think so.
I think you should start living your days 22 hours at a time.
I could.
You'd be messed up, man. You'd be showing up here for the show.
You'd be in the future.
Yeah.
You'd be like three days in. You'd be like a 3.5 days in.
You'd be like 40.
And that's where you guys just played yourselves. Because
why?
I would accomplish more.
No, you wouldn't.
Yes, I would.
You could just wake up earlier now.
No. It'd throw the whole cycle off.
You don't have to watch 2 episodes of Mad Men. You could do anything you wanted to at that time. You could read a book.
I'm not reading.
You could read a magazine.
Trevor in Lake Zurich. You're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Trevor?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We're good, man. What's up?
I know this is probably not a possibility, but I was just wondering what you guys would think about the Bears interviewing Mike LaFleur to be the head coach and creating a little sibling rivalry in the NFC North.
Mike LaFleur. That's who you want the Bears to go after?
I mean, maybe. I think he deserves an interview. He's had his own success in the league.
Has he?
Enough. I mean, it would create a little sibling rivalry. I don't know. It's a stretch, but
yeah.
I'm bored to hear what you guys think about.
Yeah, thanks for the call, Trevor. Appreciate it.
He's the passing game coordinator and wide receivers coach for the 49ers from 2017 to 2020. Before that, he was an offensive assistant with the Falcons. He was an offensive intern with the Browns.
He's the Jets offensive coordinator now.
And that offense.
Yeah. Yeah.
He left with Robert Saleh to go to the Jets from the 49ers.
Maybe George would like that. I don't know.
I think the sibling rivalry would make him uncomfortable.
I'm uncomfortable.
Matt and I talked about it. At one point, he asked me what I thought. And I said, I'm uncomfortable that you're even asking me the question.
At this point,
that's a coaching decision.
Why don't they just...
And that's how we left it.
I've got an idea for the Bears. You want to save some money?
Yeah.
You want to save some money?
Have Georgia?
Maybe it wouldn't save some money in the long run. No, just build a robot replica of who you ever want to coach.
Okay.
You are listening to Black and Abdallah.
ESPN 1000.
Chicago's home
it could be
for
a sitcom.
Sports.
We're talking football with you at 312-332-3776. This Chiefs and Bills game, we've discussed it. And the idea that Buffalo has finally turned it on and at the end of the season and what we saw them do against the Patriots, I mean, completely blew them out. All phases of the game. Josh Allen was incredible. That team scoring touchdowns and what, 7 consecutive possessions to start the game. They didn't punt. Facing off against Kansas City, a team on defense, which most of the numbers look as if they're not very good on defense, but they did have a run at the end of the season. Well, the defense was playing better. But Buffalo's defense, to go back to Buffalo's side of things, defensive yards per play, they're the best team in football when it comes to that. And I think the quarterback play between Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes, we are setting ourselves up because we've seen this matchup now a couple of times. These two guys, as the two best quarterbacks in the AFC, may have the ability to go on a run that we saw for years in the AFC with the Colts and the Patriots, with Peyton Manning and Tom Brady. It's possible that these are the next two guys that carry the next 10-plus years of AFC football.
Oh, yeah. I think you can throw Joe Burrow into that mix, too. You know, those three teams, I think, in the AFC, as long as Joe Burrow, this isn't like some crazy, you know, sophomore season that he's having and like then he just kind of comes back down to earth. But, you know, if you watched him in high school, you watched him at LSU, you saw that this guy is a winner wherever he goes. And, you know, you look at, you know, Patrick Mahomes and you look at Josh Allen, it seems like those three are the guys in the AFC now, and you look, you know, at the NFC, it's kind of the old guard still, you know, Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, and then What else?
Well, Matthew Stafford. And okay, this is why the game this Sunday is big for the Rams. Well, obviously it's big for the Rams, but big for Matthew Stafford because the conversation about Matthew Stafford. Stafford goes on the road in a playoff game and outperforms Tom Brady, which I think most people would say is unlikely. But if he does, now you have to include Stafford into the conversation because he's more than just the guy who throws for a ton of yards in games that don't matter. Well, like, that's been the conversation about Stafford his entire career.
My problem with Matthew Stafford is that, yeah, he throws for a ton of yards, and that's cool, and that's awesome. That was his problem with the Lions, is they couldn't really do anything else besides throw for a bunch of yards. Is that, one, now he's got wide receivers, but also, like, I'm still waiting for that interception. Like, he led the league in interceptions this year. I'm still waiting for, like, I have this picture in my head of the Rams. I think the Rams are going to win the game, but, like, I could see the Rams needing a game-winning touchdown, and he throws a pick six. I could see him throwing one of those in, and that, because that's just who Matthew Stafford is. Like, the difference now is that he's got a defense behind him who is playing their asses off, and he's got Odell Beckham Jr. and a bunch of, and Cooper Kupp, and like a bunch of great weapons around him. Right? He's still the same guy. It's just that he's got better players around him and a defense that is dominant. So to me, he's still going to be Matthew Stafford, where he's going to throw for a bunch of yards and throw a bunch of picks. How is that going to affect him in a playoff game like this? Like, can he stop throwing the interceptions and win one of these games?
Pop quiz, hot shot.
Yeah.
Okay. If you say that Stafford, and you pointed out the interception numbers are bad.
Yeah.
Who's the better quarterback, Matthew Stafford or Josh Allen? And I say, what do you think the stats tell us?
Well, because you would tell me that Josh Allen
is by far the better quarterback, right?
Yeah, uh-huh.
But if you go to the stats, interceptions, Stafford had 17, Josh Allen had 15.
Okay.
Touchdowns, Stafford had 41, Josh Allen had 36. Quarterback rating, Matthew Stafford, 102.9, Josh Allen, 92.2. Completion percentage, okay. Matthew Stafford, 67%,
mm-hmm.
Josh Allen, 63%.
Okay.
Yardage, 4,800 yards for Stafford,
uh-huh.
44
uh-huh.
for Josh Allen.
Cool.
So if you say, okay, but, you know, he needs to prove it and all this stuff, but like if you look at the pop quiz,
okay.
Hot shot Abdallah.
Okay.
Josh Allen or Matthew Stafford.
Okay.
Stafford
okay.
had better stats this year.
Did he?
Yeah, he did.
Did he?
Absolutely.
Okay, how about this? Pop quizzer.
Yeah, well, I'll quiz your quiz.
Pop quizzer.
What do you got?
How many rushing touchdowns does Josh Allen have?
Well, I'd have to look that
up. Factor that in.
Okay.
Because that factors into the total quarterback package. Because Josh Allen does things that Matthew Stafford can't do.
And that's fair.
And to me,
if you're talking about the most complete
quarterback,
six.
Who is the better weapon?
Six.
Okay, give me Josh Allen.
Six touchdowns.
Give me Josh Allen.
Well, they style their offense around that.
But Matthew Stafford can't
football.
Do that.
No, I'm aware that he can't do that.
Okay, so that's why, to me, Josh Allen's the better quarterback, because he brings that extra dynamic that defenses have to scheme for, where I know Stafford's not moving. Stafford is standing there and not moving.
I'm just pointing it out as if his numbers are not bad. His numbers are actually very good this season. They are. You mentioned that Stafford leads the league in interceptions. Yeah, but if you look at the rest of his numbers, the rest of his numbers are very good.
I never said they weren't. I would rather put the ball in Josh Allen's hands than Matthew Stafford.
I think that's fair.
That's all I'm saying.
But the conversation about Stafford could change.
Yeah.
If the Rams win this game against the Buccaneers.
Of course it could. If the Rams beat the Bucs, and let's say they play the Packers or the 49ers, right? I think they would have a better... Actually, I don't know who they'd have a better chance against in the NFC Championship game, because both defenses are playing really well right now. So, yeah, I think they've got a legit shot of making the Super Bowl if they beat the Bucs, because the Bucs are super banged up. So I think that this is the year that they... I mean, they've obviously gone to Super Bowls in the past, but this is the year Matthew Stafford gets to that NFC Championship game.
Right, and what I think most people, detractors to Matthew Stafford's game... They'll be waiting for that pick, like you mentioned. That pick mm-hmm. six at the end, the mistake, the bad throw. I mean, we've seen it as Bears fans watching Stafford with the Lions. I've always thought I've had a higher opinion about him because I've seen him take really bad Lions teams and brought those teams to Soldier Field
mm-hmm.
and win football games that they didn't deserve to win.
Oh, no, I'm
like,
not.
Like, he was by far... a player who was underrated, in my opinion, even though he had great stats throughout the years.
This is not a knock.
The rest of his team never lived up to it.
This is not a knock against Matthew Stafford. I think Matthew Stafford is a very good quarterback. I would put him right in that the top of that second tier.
The next group.
He's like the number one or two of that next group, right? But if I have to win a football game, and let's say it's Bills-Rams, like I'm going to pick the Bills. Because I like what Josh Allen brings to the table as a quarterback. I like that, especially against that Rams defense, because he can run the ball if nothing's available. He can evade, you know, the sack and still make something out of nothing. He's a more dynamic quarterback because he brings that running dynamic, and he can run the ball in for touchdowns as well.
He's a true running threat because when they get into short distance situations on third down and around the goal line, he's a running back. Right, mm-hmm. Like I feel like people only want to point to Kyler Murray, Lamar Jackson as like running quarterbacks. Josh Allen is bigger though, so he's more durable,
mm-hmm.
and that's why it's been successful for him to this point in his Bills career, and that's why they have an opportunity at Kansas City
100%
on Sunday night. Now, 49ers Packers, I think this game can only go one way for the San Francisco 49ers to win.
Bad.
If they get down early, there's no way that Jimmy Garoppolo in a run-oriented offense will be able to come back on a team in the Packers that have two good running backs, and if they get up by a couple of scores, they're going to be able to run out the clock, and you know that Aaron Rodgers makes great, smart decisions mm-hmm. to win football games.
Yeah, and I also think that, you know, we've seen it in the past where Shanahan will take the ball out of Jimmy Garoppolo's hands and just run it, because you know we saw it in games in playoff games in years past where you know he's had some questionable throws, some balls that were tipped and some almost intercepted interceptions, and he just says that's it, you're done. But the problem is if the Packers are scoring at will, you need the throw to keep up, and I don't think Garoppolo can do that because it's not a question of if he's going to throw that interception. It's a question of when he's going to throw that interception. Stafford has thrown the most interceptions, but I think that Garoppolo has thrown the most ill-timed interceptions.
The one against the Cowboys. It's like, dude, everything's going your way.
Yeah.
How on earth could you throw it like that?
I don't know. I mean, but that's what I see happening. I see the Packers going up early, and I see them, you know, trying to keep up, and they're just not able to keep up.
If you want to join the conversation, you can call us at 312-332-3776. We're talking football here on Black and Abdallah.
You're listening to Black and Abdallah on ESPN 1000. Chicago's home for sports.
Can I give a shout out to someone on the show?
Yeah, of course.
See this story from Business Insider?
Mm-hmm.
The headline, "The inventor of PlayStation thinks the metaverse is pointless." Shout out to that guy.
Okay.
Like, wait, I don't understand the metaverse. Can you explain to me what the metaverse is?
No.
Have you seen these videos online of people in the metaverse? And it looks like the most broke version video game possible. And it's people standing about.
No.
Looks like the worst version of The Sims. The standing. It's like, I'm in the metaverse. Look at me. Wow, look at us. Wow, we're in the meta. And they're just standing there. I don't understand it.
I've never been a big video game player. So, like, besides Madden and, like, Tony Hawk Pro Skater. And
you played
like
Halo, though.
I played Halo. Was different, though. That was a role-playing game.
Right.
Like, just being in The Sims or being in these, like...
Oh, I got
I'm you. Talking about, like the video games where it's like... what was that one that was a few years ago?
Pokemon?
No, not Pokemon. Damn it. What's that one where it's like the World of Warcraft?
Oh, yeah.
Like, where you're just kind of there... Like, all the time? There's no, like, mission? Like, you're just, like...
You could go on missions.
Fighting people and stuff like that? Missions. Like, Halo, there was a game.
Sure.
Like, there was a game.
There's a start, beginning, and then... There's a beginning, a middle, and an end.
And if you wanted to play with your friends, you could. Like, that was an option. Same with GoldenEye. GoldenEye, there was a mission, and there was a game, and you could beat the game, or you could also, you know, play shoot 'em up with your friends. Like, that's fine. Like, this whole thing, like, John with no H in the Twitch chat, twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago, Second Life. Like, what the hell? Like, well, I don't understand. Like, it's not that I don't understand it. I get what it is. I just have never had any desire whatsoever to be in that.
The inventor of PlayStation tells Bloomberg he's not impressed with the metaverse. He says he can't see the point of doing it. He also added that the VR and AR headsets are, quote, simply annoying.
Mm-hmm.
I need someone to explain to me what the metaverse is. Like, I don't get the point of it.
Is this like our Bitcoin thing where we just don't know what it is?
No, I'm being serious. I've seen the videos, and it's like, you can shop at Walmart in the metaverse. And it's this, like, their hands on the screen, and the hands move down the aisle. Here's and then this. It turns, and it picks up things, and you shop. It's so stupid looking.
NFT Bros metaverse looks boring and dead. Welcome to Decentraland, a virtual hell filled with crypto bros in bad avatars, vaguely milling the low quality music.
Yeah, like just milling about. I don't understand. Like, what do you do? Like what you said, good video games have a reason to be there. Like, what is the purpose of being in the metaverse outside of saying I'm in the metaverse and saying the word metaverse? I feel like that's the only reason people talk about metaverse is so they can say the word metaverse.
You are asking the wrong person.
Well, I thought you'd know. You're hip and cool.
I'm not hip and cool.
I saw this on Business Insider. The guy from PlayStation thinks that's it's hip stupid. And cool. That's, no, I'm saying I like him breaking down on the new
here
technology.
Here is everything you need to know about the metaverse from Wired.com.
Okay, that's a good
What
good
is
spot?
The metaverse exactly? Everything you ever wanted to know. Blah, 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 blah. There's also, what does the metaverse mean?
Yeah.
To help you get a sense of how vague and complex a term the metaverse can be, here's an exercise to try. Mentally replace the phrase the metaverse with the sentence with cyberspace. And that's what you got. Essentially, it's just cyberspace. You create like your own character and you're just in a thing. You're like, hey, you want to go see a comedy show in the metaverse? You just, you boop, 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 and you're there.
So it's The Sims, but you're the Sim.
Broadly
character.
Speaking, the technologies that make up the metaverse can include virtual reality, characterized by persistent virtual worlds that continue to exist even when you're not playing, as well as augmented reality that combines aspects of the digital and physical world. However, it does not require that those spaces be exclusively accessed via VR or AR. A virtual world, like the aspects of Fortnite, can be accessed through PCs, game consoles, and even phones, could be called the metaverse.
So you can play it on your phone.
You can do anything, man.
When you're on the train.
It's just whatever. Well, it's
okay,
just a...
So here, new question
Okay.
for the class. Why are the graphics crap?
I don't know.
If this is the big thing and, you know, Facebook changed their name to Meta and everything's about the metaverse, why are the graphics so broke? Have you noticed that? Like, the graphics look like the crappiest version of video games from, like, 20 years ago.
So here's what this is. Wait, doesn't that already exist? Well, World of Warcraft, for example, is a persistent virtual world where players can buy and sell goods. Fortnite has virtual experiences like concerts. You can strap on an Oculus headset and be your own personal virtual home. Is that really what the metaverse means? Well, kind of. Saying that Fortnite is the metaverse would be like saying Google is the internet.
So it's not.
But it is. It's a part of what the metaverse
is.
It's 1,000% stupid.
Fred
I'm
Berwyn.
Sorry.
Fred, you're on ESPN 1000.
Go see a movie.
Wait, what do you think of the metaverse, Fred?
Honestly, if you got to tap into online and be something other than yourself, then I think there's some soul searching needing to be done. But that's not why I'm calling.
Bang.
I was calling
that's
about
deep,
the Fred. Bears.
Bang. It's deep.
Bang.
It's deep. I like that.
I mean, let's not get too deep, but yeah, that's just what I think. My thing is, okay, everything going on, all the coaching candidates, all the GM candidates being brought in for interviews, the one thing that scares me and that seems to be synonymous with all this is that the word smart is always hesitant to use when we're referring to Bears brass hiring. So when I think of the word smart and then you tell me the opposite word, you know, Is that what the Bears are? I mean, is that the future where this is going? Because we know they're not going to sell the team. So if they're not smart and they're the other thing,
dumb.
You know, what are we doing here? What's the standard?
Dumb. Well, the standard is the standard, Fred.
Yeah, the standard is the standard until it's not the standard,
it's,
right?
It's what we're aware of.
You know, I mean, do we call them that? Or I mean, where are we going with this? Because it's just, you know, run around, circles and circles. I'm done. You know, as a fan, I'm just done. I'm ready to cash out, man.
Yeah, I'm with you. And I think the way, you know, based on how this hiring goes, it's debatable how quickly this team will be in contention again.
Yeah.
I seem to lean on the idea, the side of things, suggesting that you could probably be 500 or around there next season. Maybe not a playoff team, but you could get into the conversation of competing throughout the season. I think getting to the divisional round of the playoffs is probably 2 to 3 years off, right? And so at that point, you're looking at year 4 and 5 of Justin Fields.
Mm-hmm.
So at that point, you got to know. You definitely got to know that he's the guy.
Well, I think what we're going to know, and you know, Nagy talked about it a lot when he was here, the identity of this team. And just like Fred got deep, I'm going to get deep with you here too.
Sure.
We'll know the identity of this team mm-hmm. based on who they hire, right? To me, you like Leslie Frazier. I'm not the biggest fan of Leslie Frazier. I'm not saying he can't be good. It just doesn't wow me. Like if they hire Leslie Frazier and they hire just some other guy as GM and it's like, okay, and he brings in Caldwell as his offensive coordinator, and you're like, okay, fine. Like to me, you've basically turned your identity into the Giants. Like you're the Giants. You're the Jets. You're the Jags. Like you're not, the identity of this Bears team and anymore isn't, oh, the 85 Bears contenders all the time. Like you're not good. Like you're just not good. Like that's what this franchise is turning into. This franchise is turning into perpetual turnover at the coaching position and at the GM position, and you're just going to be mediocre. And fans will say, "Well, I'm done." No, you're not. You're not done. You're going to watch every Sunday. Season ticket holders are still going to go to games. We're going to celebrate the opening of Arlington with a big ribbon cutting and all that kind of stuff. And you're just going to watch. Why? Because you like football and you're from Chicago and you like the Bears.
True.
But you have to just accept the fact that this team is not going to get it right. When have they ever? This is what I said like a month ago when people were like, oh, they're going to bring in a football guy. Cool. They brought in Bill Polian and it looks like he's going to hire his friends. Like, what are we doing here? There's nothing exciting about this coaching search whatsoever. There's nothing exciting about this GM search whatsoever. They're already doing it ass backwards by bringing in a coach for a second interview before they hire the GM. Like, you guys just need to accept the fact that if they get this wrong, that's just who they are.
Dean Downtown, you're on ESPN 1000.
Hey, hello there, guys. Shout out to Eric the Shark for producing and taking my call. Always a pleasure.
Shout out to the Shark.
Shout out.
The metaverse, Abdallah, scares me. NFTs just confuse me and make me feel old. Like, I lived through Beanie Babies and Pogs, like Black, and I will not be fooled again.
I had some cool slammers to go with those Pogs.
Now, I will be quick, because I know there's probably other callers, but I have a couple of things, so I'll be quick. This caller, Gideon, earlier, I cannot get over this. I love that guy.
Gideon's the best.
Yeah, he should have just pulled a Seinfeld, like when the fat guy gets on his train half naked and looked at that guy and been like, the guy that he was in the bathroom with, you know the story I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Well, fill the audience in.
Well, this guy, he's in a restroom, I believe, in a gas station where there's two toilets, and the owner of the gas station opens it up because someone says, hey, let me in. He must have gone in there before and knows there's two or something. And he goes in and sits right down. And the first thing I'm trying to think of is, did he come in hot, like a la Jeff Daniels and Dumb and Dumber, or just casually kind of strolled in like Waddle, checked his collar in the mirror, and then sat down and gave a little nod to our guy Gideon? What do you guys think?
I'm guessing it was probably a hot situation, maybe feet in the air type of thing.
Yeah, I'm going to guess, Dean, my philosophy on this is, if you're pooping at a gas station, it's got to be an emergency. If I'm going, there are three places where I don't want to have to go. Unless it's an emergency. A stadium?
My father once... Continue.
A stadium, a bar, and a gas station.
Yes, I think the worst would be the stadium and the gas station followed by the bar.
My dad once rented a Motel 6. We were on the road driving, and he rented a hotel room just to take a dump.
I would do that.
Hilarious.
I would do that before going at a bar or a stadium. I would pay $50 to poop easily.
Yeah,
easily.
He does take a while, so he needs his space and his comfort. And the last thing I was going to say, God bless her heart. My ex-girlfriend, I couldn't stop thinking about this earlier with the Sylvie story, because his wife, first of all, just outrageous. I couldn't believe my ears when I heard that. But one time I was in such bad shape, when downtown Dean used to drink, and I don't drink anymore, it was coming out from both ends, and she was a sweetheart. I was with this girl for 6 years. She actually helped clean me up. I was like, I don't know if I could return the favor in that situation. So God bless her heart, like I said. Oh, and I almost forgot. I told Eric, he's seen it, but you guys haven't. And tell Aki, anyone in radio needs to watch Private Parts. It's on HBO Max. I watched it last night. I've seen it before.
Private Parts a bunch of times.
Private Parts, of course.
Oh, no. You must have seen it recently, because a few months ago,
Private Parts
I saw that movie back in the day.
Yeah.
Well, then you don't remember, because you remember there was a caller, and he's like, by the power vested in me and by the FCC, I demand you get back in a professional manner.
Well, just because we don't respond to everything that's said to us in these nights when we have calls. Right.
I assumed that it sounded like before. You guys either hadn't seen it in a while.
It's been a minute.
See, Dean, this is something we do sometimes with this show. Sometimes we pivot. Sometimes we just hear something on the air and we move on to something else. And we just kind of go on from that. You see what I did there, Dean? I put you on hold.
You on hold and he pivoted.
Yeah, I put you on hold and pivoted off of the conversation. Sometimes we just keep it moving.
Pivot?
We pivot.
It's fine with me. I'm here for you. I'm watching the great Memphis Reigns trying to save his brother right now while I'm talking to you.
Sometimes we just pivot.
We just pivot, man.
It's Black and Abdallah here on ESPN 1000, the ESPN Chicago app.
Pivot!
You're listening to Black and Abdallah on ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
Download the podcast, Black and Abdallah, on the ESPN Chicago app. We'll be back tomorrow night at 6 o'clock with you here on ESPN 1000. Friday night calls, all calls welcome. Get them ready for tomorrow night. We'll talk to you at 6, also starting at 2 with Waddle and Sylvie, right here on ESPN 1000. Thank you to Eric Ostrowski producing tonight's show. Andy and Glenn Ellen, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Andy?
Hey, guys, man. Love you guys. How you doing?
What's up, Andy?
You know, I listen to you guys all day. I'm not a big music fan. I listen to talk radio. And, I love you guys. I love all you guys. But nobody talks about any type of golf or anything. It's a sport. Charlie Woods. You guys see that the other day?
The kid?
You guys, come on, right?
Kid golf?
Yeah. Well, Andy, go to the ESPN Chicago app and get the golf podcast right there.
Come on, Can we just talk about golf a little bit?
What do you want us to talk about?
I've heard enough about golf.
You asked for golf talk, and I sent you to the...
Right, you guys got to do a piece about golf at least just for a freaking minute.
You know, it's winter right now, right?
It's cold out.
They're in Hawaii right now.
I'm not in Hawaii.
We talk about golf.
No, I don't know. No, I listen to you guys all day. I love you guys. I love you guys more than I like the other
Chris,
guys.
Chris, you're suspect right now.
I know I'm sus.
You don't talk. You know what it is, Andy?
I like
to play golf.
I do. And you know how many golf courses are in Illinois?
A lot, man.
Play a lot.
The land of a thousand courses is what I think they call it.
The other night I was trying to fall asleep, and I was thinking about playing golf, and that's how I fell asleep. I made it to the fourth hole.
Hmm.
I was three over.
Oh,
through three.
I had
three straight bogeys, and on the fourth hole I fell asleep.
Well, you don't want to par the first hole.
Well, I know it's always bad luck.
It's bad luck if you par the first hole.
Yeah, I'm just saying, guys. I got to change up. I've heard about. Let's see. What did I listen to all day today? I heard that about the new coaches and the manager for the Bears.
Big things popping.
And then Alonzo Ball, Torres Meniscus, surgery. And
meniscus is be popping.
It's just repetitiveness, right? So we got to change it up a little bit. I mean, dude, if there's you know, bikini volleyball somewhere. Let's talk about it. We got to cover, like, important things, you know? I mean,
yes.
You know, all the right. Chicago things. Sports is getting sure. old, isn't
like
it, guys?
The lingerie football
yeah.
league.
Yeah,
lingerie football league.
Yeah,
see?
I'm with you.
Come
there
on, you
go.
Guys, you know, yeah. we got to throw a twist in it a little
Since
bit,
Since this
right?
show has we'll been twist. Repetitive, we will go to something that we have not done
yeah,
yet.
Yeah, we'll do okay? something right now we've never
we
done
do
before.
It. We
right,
have not done these.
Right. What are you going to do? What are you
got to tune in and find out.
We're going to go to our segment called Good Question. I do think it's funny, though. He wanted us to talk golf, but then he mentioned a kid. The kid golfer.
He's not talking about the Hawaii golf. They're golfing in Hawaii.
All right. Each week, we like to score the host here at ESPN 1000 when they ask a question on the air to a guest on the phone, and the guest responds with good or great question. You score a point. It's our segment we like to call Good Question.
Yeah, I got a question for can I get an answer?
It's a viral question. Though.
You're going to take any question?
You want me to let me finish talking? You ask me a question, I'm going to answer it. Don't interrupt me, okay?
What's your record for consecutive questions asked?
38.
Yeah, I got a question for can I get an answer?
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
How could you ask me a question like that?
I'm on Burgundy?
Who typed a question mark on the teleprompter?
Yeah, I got a question for can I get an answer?
Here's this week's edition of Good Question.
George, it was such a colorful and storied career. What was he most proud of and from your perspective?
Well, that's a really good question, Tommy.
Only one this week, and we salute the grobber. Les Grobstein passes yeah. away at 69 on Sunday. So he worked over 50 years in the city of Chicago, covering sports, overnights, doing all kinds of jobs, covering as a reporter. So shout out to the grobber.
I didn't meet him a bunch of times. I never like really hung out with him. I did one radio panel with him at Columbia College where they brought, you know, they have like these, it's like a radio convention essentially. Sure. And it was great. Like, it was me and him just talking to a bunch of students about sports radio. And, like, I just sat back because the dude had stories.
It was everything.
4 days about yeah. how to cover teams and, like, the right way to do things, the wrong way to not do things, and, like, how you get in with athletes and how you get into these clubhouses. And, like, these kids were just eating it up because, you know, he's got so many stories of Jordan and the Cubs and, like, all these great teams and the 85 Bears and everybody. Like, he had so many good stories and imparted so much knowledge onto them, and like and on top of that, couldn't have been a nicer guy. Like, just one of the nicest guys in media that I've ever had to deal with.
So our thoughts and prayers with the Grobstein family, and shout out to the grobber. Quickly before we go, did you see this story today? I don't have like end of the world music for you, Abdallah. I mean, is this kind of close? No, that's not it, right? Like, this is space stuff, no?
We did this last night, though. Yeah,
did you see that the doomsday clock remains at 100 seconds to midnight?
Yeah.
The representation of world peril, estimated by scientists, remains at 100 seconds to midnight, according to the Bulletin mm-hmm. of the Atomic Scientists. They revealed their update today
yeah.
that we are still 100 seconds to midnight. Do you have any idea what this means?
Well,
that we are 100 seconds
I'm not
to midnight
worried.
On the
I'm
doomsday
not,
clock?
I'm not worried about the doomsday clock, Chris. I'm not worried about being 100 seconds to midnight.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm worried about?
No.
Do you want to know what I'm worried about?
Don't do it.
I'm worried about 30 seconds to Mars.
Okay. All right.
That's what I'm worried about.
Okay.
Jared Leto? 30 seconds to Mars.
All right. We'll be back tomorrow night.
You're listening to Black and Abdallah.
ESPN 1000. Chicago's home for sports.